Mike Rogers. You're breaking a story tomorrow at where? Page1Q.com or blogactive.com or both?
Both.
All right.
It's always fun to do more than one.
What you got?
We're going to report tomorrow on a United States congressman.
Yeah.
Who?
U.S. House of
The U.S. House of Representatives.
Okay.
Who, while he was living in one place and claiming a tax break for that fact, was registered and voting in an entirely different state.
Really?
So we have a kind of like, and you have to file this whole form and you have to certify that you live here. And one of the things, of course, that they ask you is, where do you vote?
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing we have is a voting record hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away in a completely different jurisdiction.
Would that be voter fraud?
Well, it's either voter fraud or tax fraud. I guess it depends. It's voter fraud in one place and it's tax fraud in another, I guess. So it's a double indemnity.
Well, you know, it sounds like he's, speaking of Ann Coulter, it sounds like he's modeled whoever this is. Actually, he or she, I don't know. It's a he.
It's always a he. I mean, 90%, you know these guys.
It's, like, it's always
and,
a
and I'll tell you this, it's not his first touch on voter fraud. I'm not going to say who.
Right.
You may be able to guess, but there's a lot of voter fraud connected to this guy all over the place. Okay. This certainly wouldn't be the first example of him cooking the forms or something
Now, is this a closeted gay?
Well,
gay,
you know, there's been many rumors and innuendo about him. I really have nothing on that to go with. But certainly there's been lots of people in his district talking about that. The person owned a house with another man. Did I mention that?
You did not.
Ah, that's the wrap-up part, of course.
Ah. He owned this house with another man.
With another man. Whoops. Yes, I was going to tell you that, Brad, but I wanted to keep it, you know, a little bit secret as we stretch it out. And it's fascinating because,
yeah.
You see, I'm spilling too much here, but the
do
man
it.
That he owned it with,
yeah.
When you find out what he did,
yeah.
It almost makes this congressman look like an angel.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Will that be included in the story tomorrow?
Sure. This guy's like scam central.
Is this guy his boyfriend, or do we know that?
We don't know that. We do know that they did live together in this home. We do know that one of them acted as the power of attorney for the other one in the purchase or the sale documents of the home. And at the same time, we know that they both lived in the home.
Okay, who is it, Mike?
That's page1q.com.
Man, you are
blog
good.
Active.com.
You are good. Mike
I'll
Rogers.
This.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
It's not Larry Craig.
Okay.
It's not David Dreyer.
Okay.
So that leaves.
Well, we know about, yeah, that leaves
and
someone.
And not
who,
the Senate. So that leaves you 434.
Well, I have a guess, but I won't. I'll let people figure it out. All right, brother. Thanks for all the good work you're doing. Always great to talk to you. Mike Rogers from page1q.com and blogactive.com. Get the names and the dirt tomorrow. A.M., Mike?
Sometime in the morning. You know
all
how
right.
that works.
Whenever Mike gets
get
up.
Out as fast as we can.
Thank you, brother. Great talking to you, blog father.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Mike Rogers from page1q and blogactive.com. We're back in a moment with John Gideon of VotersUnite.org and our show wrap-up and what's coming up tomorrow. Naomi Wolf is coming out here. All right. Much more straight ahead. Stick with us. You're listening to Progressive News with Brad Friedman in for John Scott.
Hey there, it's John Scott. The Progressive News is on a Sicilian vacation. We'll see you back on October 11th. Filling in for us, Brad Friedman from Bradblog on Green 960.